Hey everybody, welcome to Tuesday's New in 22 mini study. We've been calling these, and we are in John chapter 10 today. And John chapter 10 is a powerful chapter here, and Jesus uses a lot of word pictures, a lot of symbolism here. He's talking a lot about shepherds and sheep and gates and all of this stuff. But one of the things that I really want you to recognize here is that Jesus, if we go to verse 7, he says, "I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved." So I want you to think about this. Jesus not only calls himself the good shepherd, but Jesus calls himself the gate. Now, his audience in this time in the first century would really understand this idea of being the gate. So if you think about a shepherd, if they had their flock in the fields at night, and it's interesting to know that the flocks would know their own shepherd's voice. So these shepherds wouldn't go out and gather all the sheep, but they would only gather the sheep from their herds. And these sheep would know their owner, their shepherd, so well that they would come to their particular call. So they would at night, for protection from predators, they would call their sheep, and then they would take their sheep and they would find a place to make a pen. Sometimes that pen was a cave. Sometimes it was rock walls that they would build, and sometimes it would even be made just with branches. But nonetheless, there would be an opening where they would bring their sheep into, and they'd be able to let their sheep in and out from the gate. And when we think of gates, of course, we think, depending on how farm-oriented we are, anything from a wooden gate to a barbed wire gate with a ring of wire to hold it together, or we think of even a big metal panel gate. But back in these days, when they would bring in their sheep for the night, the shepherd would become the gate. So the shepherd oftentimes would lay across the opening of the gate. So several different reasons. One is so the sheep couldn't get out. Another one is so that predators could not get in. So Jesus is making a statement here that he is there to not only let his sheep into the gate, but to keep them into the gate, to keep them safe, and to keep predators out. So it makes sense that Jesus says in the 10th verse that the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. Now, the thief obviously is Satan, and it's interesting that this word, the wording in my Bible in the New International Version says the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. You see, Satan has one thing that he wants to do. Well, actually three things: steal, kill, and destroy. Think about a thief. Think about people who are thieves, and you read in the news about people who are thieves, and what do? Well, obviously they steal. Theft is taking something that's not yours, right? So Satan wants to do that. But also sometimes thieves kill. Sometimes thieves destroy. They destroy property. And so Jesus is making a point that they all were aware of, that a thief steals and kills and destroys, but Satan's the thief here, and he comes only to steal and kill and destroy. That's all he wants to do. He wants to steal things that God has given us. He wants to steal our faith. He wants to kill us, not just physically kill us. He wants to kill us emotionally. He wants to kill us spiritually. He wants to destroy us in those ways too. So going back to Jesus saying that he is the gate, and knowing that shepherds would lay across the opening, you've got to understand that by doing so, the shepherd was putting himself as the first line of defense against an enemy. And that's what Jesus is for us. Not only that, Jesus, with Jesus being sacrificial in his love, willing to give up his very life, which he did for us, but also thinking of a gate. A gate allows things in. Jesus is making a point here that he is the gate for God's salvation. You have to go through Jesus for salvation. And the world doesn't want us to think this. They want us to believe in relativism, that whatever you want to believe is fine and your truth is your truth, but there's no such thing as relative truth, because relative truth isn't truth at all. He is the gate of our salvation. The Bible makes very, very clear that no one comes to God but through Jesus. The Bible makes very clear that there's one name under heaven by which we must be saved, and that name is Jesus. And so I challenge you today to remember that Satan has a goal, and that's to destroy your faith. And Jesus, though, gives us not only salvation through being the only gate, the only real gate to salvation, but he also lays himself in front of us. And he is there to protect us from the enemy. I hope that encourages you today, and that you think throughout today that you're going to follow the good shepherd. Jesus says, "I know my sheep, and my sheep know me." Do you desire to know him better? I do. Let's work on that today. Have a great day. I'll talk to you tomorrow.